like to see people enjoy the Lord.
Right.
Amen. Yeah. I like to see people enjoy the Lord and just let go and feel His goodness.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Sometimes He's just all around us. You want to jump inside. Just want to jump inside so that you can feel what you're talking about. Amen. It's a good thing.
Yes.
Amen. And it just brings me to what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about the Word of God. Amen. It is what's going to save us. It's nothing can save us but the Word of God. Amen. People have different versions, might I say, of what's going to save them. Some people believe riches is going to save them. Some people think that power is going to save them. Some people think that Buddha or the Quran or, you know, other things are going to save them. But I'm here to tell you the only thing that's going to save you is the Word of God. Amen. So if we can turn with me to, I got a couple of scriptures. I'm going to start out in Psalms 138. Psalms 138, I'm going to read a few verses there, and while we're in Psalms, let's mark Psalms 33 and 6, 138, 1 through 4, and then Psalms 33 and 6, then we can't talk about the Word of God unless we go to the beginning. Amen. That's Genesis. Go to Genesis 1 and 3. Mark that. And then we're going to also mark Hebrews 1 and 3 and Hebrews 11 and 3. And like I was saying earlier, that, you know, the Word of God is the only thing that's not going to fail. It's not going to go down. Amen. Psalms 138, starting at verse 1, it says, I will praise thee with my whole heart. Before the gods will I sing praise unto thee. I will worship toward thy holy temple and praise thy holy name for thy loving kindness and for thy truth. For thou hast manifested thy word above all thy name.
Amen.
In the day when I cried, thou answerest me and strengthenest me with strength in my soul. All the kings of the earth shall praise thee, O Lord, when they hear the words of thy mouth. The words of God. Amen. Amen. What did I say? Genesis?
Psalms
33. Oh, okay. Psalms 33 and 6. It says, by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth.
Amen.
Meaning the word of his mouth.
Amen.
Amen. Now we can go to Genesis. In the beginning. You know, in creation, it says, and God said, let there be light. And there was light. In the beginning, in the entrance of speech, his word gave light. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So his word is the light of the world.
Amen.
Hebrews, let's go 1 and 3 first, it says, who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty or the power on high.
Amen.
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 Hebrews 11 and 3 says, through faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, that he spoke them into existence, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Now, as we listen to the words of the Bible, the words of God, we understand that our greatest test or the greatest attack of our adversary, and we know who the adversary is, the greatest attack of the devil is not on our physical. He's not trying to attack us physically. He's not even trying to attack us emotionally. A lot of people, he can make them think that they're dysfunctional, make them think that they got problems, but that's not his modus operandi. And when he's tried all of these different things without the desired result for us to take down, but because we as human beings have a track record of, let's say, spiritual amnesia, forgetting about the word of God, the devil has gone back to his original plan in the Garden of Eden when he first encountered mankind, was to make us not believe what God had said. There is a major reason why that he's not able to defeat the church of God. Like it says in Psalms 33 and 6, we read that. It says that by the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the hosts of them by the breath of his mouth, by the word of his mouth.
Yes.
Amen. In Hebrews 11, 1 and 3, it said that who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sin and sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. The right hand of God. The power of God. Amen. So that's the major reason that he has not been able to defeat the church of God. God upholds all things, including us, by the word of his power. So, after all these years, it's back to the drawing board for the devil. I got to think of some mess. While he's thinking, he says, it's not us who is keeping us, it's that word. And it's our confidence and our belief in the word. The devil's beef has not ever been with us. It's always been about the word of God. If he can get us to not believe in what God says, his battle is won. And what power God has just to speak things into existence. His word is all powerful. You know, the devil has as beautiful as God made man. The devil has never desired to be like us. His one desire was to be like God. That's why he got kicked out. He wanted to be like God. But God said that there is none like him.
Amen.
Haven't been, never will be.
Amen.
So, what did God mean when he said there will be none like him? After all, he did tell us to be holy as he is holy. Amen. But when God made the statement, he was referring to his infinite and all the superior power that he has.
Amen.
There will never be another one like him. No one who has all power, who can declare the end from the beginning, who can call things as they are, and who alone can speak, and it's done. The word of God. Amen. So, the devil, like I said, his beef has never been with us. It's always been about the word of God. There's never been a person who is all things, who knows all things, who is in all places at the same time, who is self-existent. Amen. To the point that, and this is great, he could lay down his life and pick it up. Come on now, pick it up again.
Right. Hallelujah.
Now who could do that?
Only God.
What is this, Buddha? He's still in the grave. Whoever he is. Malcolm X, whoever he's still in the grave. Only God can pick up his life again. That's why he said there's none like him. Amen. Now the devil knows that it's like a criminal. That's who I call the devil, a criminal. He knows that he only has 3 strikes, and he's got 2 against him already. And his next one means that he's going down for the count.
Amen.
So he knows his time is limited. So he's going to try to pull out all his tricks.
Amen.
He's got a bag of them. What can I do?
Take it.
Yeah. What can I do?
That's right.
And it's not like that famous TV show, The Price is Right, where you pick something and, oh, it's good, you got a brand new car.
Uh-huh.
No.
No.
His tricks are to steal, kill, and destroy. That's all he has in his bag.
That's right.
He has discouragement. He has doubt, fear.
Yes.
All designed to strengthen his final attack against the Word of God.
Man.
Not us, the Word of God.
Yeah.
And today, he's not attacking us as an individual. He's attacking our ability to believe the Word of God. As he did in the Garden of Eden when he slid it up to our mother Eve and told her that God he's withholding something from me. He wasn't concerned about Eve. He was concerned about her questioning the Word of God. He's not concerned about us or our problems. He tells us that, oh, God is coming back. We've been hearing that forever. When we have our little problems, he's sitting on your shoulder telling you, God ain't concerned about you. Look at you. Look at the condition. Look where you at. Like I said, look how long it's been said that he's coming back. He'll even let us, and we had a good time today.
Amen.
He'll
Amen.
Let us sing and shout.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us sing the song, He's on time. He may not come when you want Him, but He's always on time. He will let us have that little moment, but then when we sit down and we stop praising God, as soon as we stop speaking in tongues and having a good time, He comes again on our shoulder and brings our problems back. Say, what is God doing for your problem? And when is God going to do something about your situation? But I'm here to tell you today, saints, believe in the word of God and what He says.
Yes.
Wait on God. Have patience. Because when you wait on God, that means you're trusting God. You're trusting Him to do what He said.
Yes.
And the song says, He does it in His own time. When somebody does something bad to us, we get them, God. You my friend. We want them to get them right now. But that's not what the word says. The word says just to have patience and let the Lord fight your battle. Let the Lord fight your battle.
Amen.
It's not about us. It never has been. It's about the Word of God.
Amen.
We need to honestly see that it's the devil isn't in it to be like us. He's in it to make us doubt the Word that God has spoken and for us to go to hell with Him. He don't even care if you believe in Him or not. As long as you don't believe in the Word of God. He don't care if you obey Him or not. As long as you just don't obey God. That's His number one priority, is to make us take down and not believe in the B-I-B-L-E.
All right.
God bless you.
Amen.
I love you. Keep on reading your Bible. Because that's the only way we know how to get to heaven. God bless you.
Amen.